Hello, everyone. You're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. I'm Bea Bonner. I'm going to give you the call number and the website so you can give your gifts now and keep it coming at 217-206-9847 or nprillinois.org. Today, we have another special guest, Rachel McBride. She is one of our NPR Illinois board members, my soror, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and much more, Springfield 40 Under 40. She'll tell you more about it coming up next.
Rachel recently joined the NPR Illinois Community Advisory Board, and we're thrilled to have you as one of our advisors. It really helps us to have a broad view of the community and what's going on. We get some really good feedback and ideas from the Community Advisory Board. Rachel, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself, whether you're a native or you came here from elsewhere?
My name is Rachel McBride. I am born and raised from Springfield, Illinois. I left and went to Chicago for a few years, but came back home in 2015 and really have been involved in the community ever since. So I own my own business called Corporate Kin. It is a diversity planning company. And I'm also the diversity, inclusion, and affirmative action manager at Growmark, which is an agriculture company out of Bloomington.
The aspects of your job that you bring to a Growmark or that you bring to your own business, there's been a lot going on in the past year, especially. What's the demand right now, and how are you making a difference?
There's a lot of conversations going on right now, which is great. There's a need for that. Part of the reason that I was excited about joining the advisory board is because I know that NPR really is making diversity and equity a priority conversation, and I wanted to contribute to that. There's a lot of great conversation happening, but this has been a point where people are starting to take action. Even within my small business, it's all about creating a long-term diversity strategy, incorporating it into your business plans, your vision, your goals. And it's exciting to see that companies are getting on board with that, because it's a lot to just say that we want to see change, but now it's different when we are not only making donations and pledges, but we're actually changing policies and systemic processes that have held us back.
Hopefully this time we'll see a little more action than we've seen in the past.
I hope so. I think that we'll start to see a shift, and there's a lot of local nonprofits that are starting to do that. It's looking good.
You're listening to Community Voices. This is 91.9 UIS, and NPR Illinois is in its year-end fund drive. As always on Community Voices, we want you to get to know your neighbors, people like Rachel McBride, who we're talking with right now, but we also need support to be able to accomplish these things. You do that. You're our number one source of our expenses to be able to pay for them. You can go to nprillinois.org and make a donation here for the year-end drive, or you can call 206-9847.
Now, Rachel, you started your own business. How has that been since we're in the pandemic? Where's it kind of at right now?
That's a great question. I started it in 2019 in November, and the pandemic hit just a few months later. And I really thought that it was going to hold me back. And it has allowed me, I think, to get into spaces that I didn't anticipate to be in with everything that happened, starting really before George Floyd. But the George Floyd conversation really made it go a lot further. And a lot of state agencies, nonprofits, really started to question, how are we contributing to seeing the community make better decisions? How are we paying attention to where our money goes? How we're funding the efforts that we want to see make change, even around our judicial system? It hasn't had too much impact, I think, from that standpoint. Now, it's different for me. I still work a 9-to-5, and I'm able to do my strategy consulting on the weekends and the evenings. If I didn't have that, it would have been very difficult. There's a lot of spaces, because it's not in person, that I haven't been able to go out and have conversations. Doing everything via Zoom just causes exhaustion. So there's definitely been some impact, but I have not been hit as hard as some other companies, for sure.
Now, you talked about some of the exhaustion that, you know, could be experienced right now. How are you staying sane and just giving yourself a break?
I'm a Zeta, so I'm very involved in our local graduate chapter. I'm involved in a lot of nonprofit communities. Yes, shout out to all the Zetas. I'm very involved in the Next 10 initiative that's happening with the Community Foundation. I serve on the NPR Advisory Board. I'm on the Advancing Racial Equity Committee with my Forefront organization out of Chicago. And so I think that just puts me in front of the computer a lot. So I've really changed and started shifting my mornings and doing kind of a mindfulness movement and mastery activity that I've learned about. And so I think that has been helping, making sure that I'm stepping away for lunch, trying to step away at the end of the day. It's getting better, but it's still difficult.
If there's an organization that's been thinking they need to take a, let's say, an audit of their practices, what's a good first step, or what do you recommend for a small business or a large business?
In my business, I'm just working with small businesses, agencies, and nonprofits. If there are a larger business, there's definitely some organizations that have some pretty large tools and technology that can help them do an audit if they have a ton of data. With the smaller organizations, you can work with your internal HR team, and they can do some pay equity reporting, performance equity reporting, looking at your hiring practices. If they're not comfortable with something like that, they could reach out to myself or some other partners that I have to kind of help with that process. But I do think that is the first step, is to take a look at your data, see where you have gaps and opportunities. A lot of people want to go right to training, and training is a great resource, but you want to know what you're supposed should be training on and who you should be inviting to that training. And you can't really figure that out until you do an audit.
When we get the opportunity to get out again from COVID, both on COVID and on really Black Lives Matter and what's happening, how can we move forward? What steps can we take as a community when we get the opportunity?
I'm excited for when things even start to seem somewhat normal, so that we can get back and just get back together as a community. I think, one, we're just craving that social interaction, and we want to have really tough and difficult conversations. I'm hoping, though, that as things start to shift back, that companies will have done some auditing in the back end while they've had time, and they're able to see, do they have performance review evaluations where they're noticing mostly employees of color are getting lower performance reviews? Are they seeing that they're getting a good amount of female candidates, but none of them are actually making it to the hire process or in leadership positions? So I'm hoping that people will start to own some of these things that they've found, and we'll start to see some commitments. The Forefront organization, we just did a building board diversity pledge. So we're encouraging employers and nonprofits to go onto the myforefront.org website and take the building board diversity pledge, if anything, just to help building diversity on our nonprofit organization boards.
This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois. We are talking to Rachel McBride, one of our supporters, NPR Illinois Advisory Board. And just like her, you can continue to support the station by calling 217-206-9847 or going online to nprillinois.org. I don't know if Rachel remembers this, but she was one of our guests during Podcast Academy last year. I'm so glad you were able to have that experience, because they really appreciated that. Do you remember what that experience was like for you?
I loved it. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I think that that Podcast Academy really gives a chance for diverse voices to really get pulled to the forefront. The interviews are done. They're so prepared and put together. I really feel like everyone who's a part of that program does a wonderful job, but allows you just to see some different perspective. There's always really great conversations that come out of that. I love the experience. I would definitely do it again, encourage people to get involved. I think it's a great approach.
That's definitely one of the things that people support helps us be able to do at NPR Illinois, is special engagement programs like Podcast Academy, where we get the different kids in and with community members and leaders. They learn some about civic engagement, but they, as you said, there's a lot of diverse voices there, and it's been great. You can support that if you're listening right now, because we are in the year-end drive, by going to nprillinois.org or calling 206-9847. And Rachel, we're talking with Rachel McBride right now. I was wondering, are there other folks you're seeing in the community right now who are making a big difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest one right now is the Next 10 project that's happening with the Land of Lincoln Community Foundation. They are looking at some huge ideas that are being shared from people in Springfield, people like you and I that have lived here and have experienced what it's like living here. And they're getting ideas from everything from school related to community related ideas that are being shared. So I encourage people to go out to the website, share their ideas. Again, it's called the Next 10 Project with the Community Foundation. Share your ideas. I think it's tn10.org, tn10.org. Go there and just check it out. I think that's going to be a huge project for Springfield. And one of the things they're focused on is the diverse perspective. And they're trying to make sure they're getting ideas from all areas and communities in Springfield, which is key to make sure that we're addressing maybe some issues that is not just something that the majority wants to see, but also our minority populations as well.
One thing when you talk about diverse perspectives, one question I keep hearing is, how do we get young people involved? And that's always been something that has stuck with me, because I would like to think of myself as a young person, youngish person, I guess. I would put myself in that category that's kind of involved in the community. And I'm wondering, what do you think, what does it take to get young people more involved in the community, volunteering, even at the station?
I still call myself a young person. So I feel like you can call yourself a young person as long as you want. It's totally up to you. But I think we just have to think about the environment and being realistic. Texting is huge. That's a lot of people like to go that route. We saw it in this past election. I don't know about you, but I got 3,000 text messages a day. We also saw huge voter turnout. So who knows, maybe that text messaging campaign was something that worked. I think we have to just think about that. But I also think that what you guys are doing through the Podcast Academy, inviting voices in, when we think about diversity in young people, sometimes we have to ask. We have to ask them to come be a part of the conversation, give them an opportunity, not just assume that they're going to come in and be an entry-level job. Sometimes they can come in and be a leader. So I think we need to start viewing them differently and not letting age be a barrier to the type of contribution they can make.
Rachel, anything else that you'd like to mention that we should know about?
No, I think NPR is just continuing to do a wonderful job with making sure that we're up to date on what's happening in the local community, as well as giving different perspectives. So I hope that people will continue to support. I'm proud to be a part of the advisory board. I'm loving to seeing even the diversity that's moving within the NPR organization, and I'm grateful and hopeful that that will continue.
You can support NPR Illinois by going to nprillinois.org or calling 206-9847. Now, Rachel, you started your own podcast. Tell us more.
I'm putting out a new episode every Wednesday. It's called Freedom in Champagne. It is all about storytelling through a diversity lens. So it's just celebrating what makes us different. They'll go on, the guests tell their story, their journey, right? And then the champagne component is how I like to celebrate freedom, these moments where you get to authentically show up as yourself. I always ask my guest, what is their celebration moment and how do they celebrate? The big reason that I wanted to start the podcast is, especially with the Black Lives Matter movement, we all have so many different definitions of what we want to come out of that. Part of that is because what freedom is to each one of us looks so different, right? It's freedom of how we express and what we're after. And so I just wanted to really embrace that, not push it away. What would allow them to really show up and authentically be them and be free in whatever way that that is for them. And we just need to start realizing that it does look different, and that's okay. We don't have to have the same definition.
Here is the introductory podcast to Rachel's series, Freedom and Champagne.
Welcome to Freedom and Champagne. My name is Rachel McBride. I'll be honest, this journey to freedom with you has me very excited. I'll tell you a little bit more about this journey, but first, who am I? I am a self-proclaimed party starter, noteworthy hype woman, and most importantly, I am someone who has made an intentional decision to commit my life to diversity, equity, justice, and inclusion. I spent my 20s realizing that I had a passion for people, which led to a career in human resources. I come from a capital city called Springfield in Illinois, and I've lived there for most of my life. I identify as a Black Christian woman. However, my favorite Bible verses go a little something like this. God loves the gays, your hair extensions, and all your family secrets. Keeping it real, chapter 2, verse 3. I love to celebrate all of the things that make us different, confusing and difficult to put into words. I'm driven by newness and innovation, so much that I often struggle to live in the moment. Why freedom and champagne? It started with a conversation. The leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement were laughing on stage about how they just wanted to reach that moment of freedom, and the host responds, "Freedom and a glass of champagne." In that moment, I realized that's what I was after. My own personal version of freedom, mentally, spiritually, and physically. One of the reasons diversity efforts are so difficult is because our definitions of freedom are so different. They are based on our individual desires. As I continue those freedom conversations, I realize each time that I want to share them with others. Champagne became a favorite for me very early on. Don't get me wrong, in college, it started as sparkling wine. An $8.99 bottle of Martini's Asti was how I would celebrate all of my special moments. I still drink that now. But as my entrepreneurial spirit and paychecks evolved, freedom moments have been celebrated with a bottle of Laurent Perrier La Cuvée, or if I'm lucky and can find it, a bottle of Veuve Clicquot Rosé. It should be no surprise that Paris is my favorite city. And maybe in one of these episodes, I'll share with you the story about how the Paris nightlife beat me at a game called Who Can Last Longer. It beat me so bad that I missed a champagne tasting the next day. I don't miss champagne tastings. Let's just say that night is one I'll never forget. I hope you will hit the subscribe button and go with me on a journey to freedom. I anticipate that we will have many freedom moments along the way, where we will get to sip champagne together or do whatever it is you love to do to celebrate life's winning moments. This podcast is about celebrating life authentically, transparently, and fully. While you're driving in your car or listening in the shower, I hope that you are inspired by some of the stories of people you never met, and maybe some you have. Most importantly, I hope it will give you the push you need to challenge your mindset and everything your parents and teachers have taught you. That you will block out the judgment you give and the judgment you receive. I hope you will find your version of freedom here with me.
Thank you for checking out the Freedom and Champagne podcast. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you'll be notified every Wednesday when I post a new freedom conversation with one of our special guests. You can find this podcast on all major platforms. And be sure to leave us some feedback on Apple Podcast. Find me on Twitter or Instagram at @RachelHR. Or you can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook as Rachel McBride. This is going to be a fun journey. Until next time, cheers.
Rachel McBride has been our guest here on Community Voices, and support great programming like this and us getting to meet people in the community. Go to nprillinois.org or call 206-9847.